Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready? Play.
Hello. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with Ida Swiatek. Ida, welcome back to Miami.
Thank you.
I know you just got here, but how have your preparations been coming off of the Indian Wells victory?
Well, I had only days off from since Indian Wells, so I'm starting to practice tomorrow and for sure, it's good to plan well, especially you know, because of the change in weather and the intensity of the Indian Wells tournament. They were basically playing without a break because between matches we don't have much days off. So I'm happy to be here and wrestle. But
questions, please. Could you please raise your hand?
Hi, Iga. Adam Ross of Florida Tennis. First of all, welcome to Miami.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to be back here?
I love it here, honestly. So, yeah, I'm kind of staying in the same place as 2 years ago. So, really nice environment and trying to have some, you know, good time off the court. And in terms of, you know, the conditions here in terms of tennis, you know, it's always difficult, it's humid and hot, but I remember I really felt comfortable, you know, on the surface 2 years ago, so I'll see what my practice brings me tomorrow.
And I hope I have my facts straight, but I think you're the last player to win the Sunshine Double. I think it was 2022. If you win it again, it puts you in some unbelievable company with names like Federer, and I think Djokovic as well. How do you feel about that, and what do you think your chances are?
Well, I don't feel like we should talk about ifs.
Okay.
You know, I'll do everything step by step as usual. No need for me to, like, go and already think about winning the trophy because I haven't even practiced here, you know. I still have many matches to play, so we'll see how it's going to go. Obviously, it would be a dream come true. It's not an easy task, and I was, you know, I felt like I even overachieved it, you know, 2 years ago. So this time I'm just going to do everything as usual, and I think that's the best way to go.
Hi, I'm Daniel from the Miami Open website. There are a lot of comebacks on the tour right now. Kerber, Wozniacki. How does that add to the tour itself in terms of competitiveness?
I think it's great that we have, you know, so much variety in our game. We have many, you know, experienced players, Grand Slam winners, and you can face them in early stages of the tournament. So I think it makes it really interesting also for the fans. And I mean, I like playing against them because I feel like they are really, you know, smart on court, and they usually have, you know, plenty of options to choose from because they spend so many years on the tennis court that they use their experience. But, you know, it's also nice to play against the newcomers, and I think it's mainly, I think it's just great for the fans, but like personally, I have huge respect for them, you know, for coming back, because I must imagine it's not easy. I don't know if I would handle, you know, being a mother and being on tour. So it's great that you have such examples and such role models.
Great. Ida, welcome to Miami. In terms of, I'd have to quadruple check this, but I'm pretty sure it's exactly 2 years The last time it was on Wednesday in Miami, 2022, when Ash retired, and maybe you found out. But in the span of that 2 years and what you've achieved, coming back here now, 2 years on, can you reflect on that a little bit?
Well, for sure, I'm in a different place. I really learned so much, and I kind of proved a lot. I feel like that was the main theme at that time, 2 years ago, to, you know, prove everybody that I'm in the right place. So now I don't feel like I need to do that. I feel like I already kind of did my job pretty well, and I want to continue that. And I feel like, for sure, I feel more peacefully, and just that, yeah, I'm in the right place and I'm doing the right job.
Hello, Iga. Good morning. Fernando Petrocelli from Ask.com in USA. I know it's a difficult subject, but you play a lot of battles with Arena, more than 20 matches. You feel respect and admiration, I think, each other. Have you spoke to Arena lately about this tragedy?
No, I haven't. We haven't seen each other, but for sure when we will, I'll, you know, give my condolences.
Yeah, is it, I'm Michelle Kaufman from the Miami Herald. Welcome to my city. How difficult is it when you read, oh.
I think we're going to move on from that topic, if that's okay. Do you have another
My question was about the tournament.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. How difficult is it to come from a final weekend to be able to start a brand new big tournament without having the time? Players who came out earlier in Indian Wells had more time to practice, more time to get ready for the climate. How difficult is it when you are a winner and then you're kind of at a disadvantage coming into the next one so soon? Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't treat it as disadvantage. I don't want to, you know, put myself in that position. For sure, it's not easy. I think it's the hardest part of our job, to keep consistency and to adapt quickly to new conditions, especially when the conditions are so much different, you know. But I think I'm going to have this kind of situation, if I play well, pretty often in the next couple of months, because the same is going to be, you know, after Fed Cup, before Stuttgart, before Madrid. So I'm kind of prepared for that. Obviously, I want to play well, so I want to have these kind of problems, and I'll just kind of... I just have to kind of have patience and not expect myself to feel 100% comfortable from day one. But honestly, I don't think like many players feel that even when they have time, you know. So I'll hopefully, you know, get used to the conditions also, you know, a little bit in the middle of the tournament. Like I did in Indian Wells, because I felt like I was playing better and better after these practice days, you know, between matches.
You got, are the Olympics in your plans for this year? What are the expectations for the tournament?
Well, yes, they are in the plans. I mean, it's a priority, honestly. But for now, there's still, you know, so many tournaments before that I'm not really focusing on them. They're on different surface, you know, different continents. So for now, I'm taking everything step by step. I don't have, like, any expectations, because I know how tough this tournament is and how hard it is to handle it sometimes. I know there's going to be a lot of pressure on me, because it's clay, it's Roland Garros, but honestly, yeah, I was in Tokyo. I've been through all this, you know, Olympic vibe, even though it was in COVID times, you could feel it, and I just hope that I'm going to do a better job at managing it. But, you know, in terms of the performance, I think there's no sense, you know, to talk about it, because it's a long time until the Olympics.
Iga, I know you're super humble, so I'm hesitant with this question, but you're winning a lot of sets 6-0, including finals of Indian Wells, and people are starting to talk about that. When you're doing this, are you aware of it? Are you just in a zone? Is it just happening point by point, you know, if you can talk about it?
Well, I am aware of it, but I'm not focusing on it. That's, I think, the only thing that actually lets me have these kind of scores because I'm just, you know, looking forward and I'm really focusing on what I, on the technique and the tactics on what I want to do on court instead of, you know, what effect I want to achieve. So, I mean, people have been talking about it since 2022, so I don't mind anymore. Like, I know it's fun for the fans, even, like, my people close to me, like my friends or family, are talking a little bit about that. But I'm not gonna do that, honestly, because I wanna kind of keep respect to my opponents. I know it's not easy to lose a set like that, so I understand that it's entertainment, but I'm kind of, you know, staying a little bit away from that and just focusing on my job.
All right, we'll do one last question here, and then do we have any questions in Polish? Just so I make sure I don't miss anyone. Okay, last English question.
I was going to ask a question about Poland, actually. How has tennis changed, do you think, since, you know, with your success and Hubert, just how much has tennis grown? You know, do you feel like there's a big difference in the last few years in tennis in Poland? Thank you.
I think there is much more interest and there is much more, you know, kids that maybe are wanting to play tennis. But I feel like in our country it's more about, you know, the system and how much, you know, of tennis courts we can provide to kids. And we don't have, honestly, plenty of that. I remember that I had, you know, trouble finding courts to practice when I was younger. So I think it's pretty much the same because I haven't seen like many new clubs building up or something. But these are the things that you kind of want them to change, but obviously you need a lot of time. So I hope, you know, Poland will invest in this sport. But I think soccer is still in the first place. I hope that I can bring a little bit more attention to that, and for sure I want Polish tennis to develop.
All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks, see you.
If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe and click that notification bell so you don't miss out on all things tennis.
Sports Social Podcast Network.